Mount Forest. One furry round potato soon turned into two potatoes, three potatoes and four. Since August, more and more guinea pigs have found a temporary home in Mount Forest with Christina Moser, who operates Fuzzy Potatoes Guinea Pig Rescue in Mount Forest. This all began in August with a little boy who had become allergic to a guinea pig named Cookie. He had a couple people interested in taking her, but then they never came back for her, Moser said. So, we ended up adopting Cookie. Soon after bringing Cookie into her own home, Moser came across other furry round guinea pigs in need of refuge. My husband said, "Well, you can't keep them all." I said, "I know I can't, but they need a home," Moser said. Over 30 guinea pigs have been adopted from Fuzzy Potatoes Guinea Pig Rescue. Since this started, I have had people reach out to me from all over, including Sudbury. They drive their pigs out to me because there are so many rescues that are either full or they don't have the proper space for guinea pigs, Moser said. People might have allergies or they haven't done any research, not realizing that a guinea pig can actually live 8 years. And often, people don't know how much work guinea pigs really are. Moser says people often think guinea pigs are like hamsters. They are not. That's why I say to people who are thinking about adopting, that they should do some research first and then get back to me, Moser said. Guinea pigs are a popular companion animal, especially for kids. Moser says they're gentle, social creatures with fun and adorable personalities that make them a joy to have around. There are so many different varieties, including skinny pigs, Abyssinian, and Peruvian. They live as long as most dogs. The average weight is about a pound and a half. Males can grow up to about 3 pounds, Moser said. Guinea pigs are very social and need to live in pairs or small groups. They need at least one partner. They do better in herds or else they will become depressed, Moser said. What I love about guinea pigs is that they all have their own sassy personality. They love to snuggle. They will sit and watch TV with you. Many people let them have free range in their homes where they will just follow them around like dogs. In terms of care, Moser says guinea pigs require a large clean space. Their cages must be cleaned at least every other day. They need at least 7.5 square feet per guinea pig. People also seem to think that they are nocturnal, but they are not. Guinea pigs sleep for 20 minutes at a time, and then they are ready to go again, Moser said. Guinea pigs require vitamin C in their diets to maintain their health. They cannot produce it independently, so they must obtain it from their diet. That's so important to know. People will feed their guinea pigs rabbit pellets, but this over time will kill them because it does not provide them with the vitamin C that their bodies need to function, Moser said. There are vitamin C treats that ensure they are getting the amount they need. Guinea pigs also need a cup of fresh veggies per pig a day. Moser has had a love for animals her entire life. I've always been an animal person. I grew up as a herd manager on a dairy farm. I went to school for agriculture. My husband also grew up in agriculture. We now have two dogs, so we've always been an animal family, Moser said. Moser, a mother of two young children, says her kids are very involved when it comes to caring for the guinea pigs. I think this is so important. It helps them be responsible and more empathetic towards animals, Moser said. And also, I have struggled with mental health. There's a lot of research behind guinea pigs helping with that. And they really are so adorable. Moser takes on much of the rescue expenses herself. I do this mostly out of my own pocket. Sometimes I have people who want to surrender their piggies, but I can't make it out to them financially. It's just not something I can do right now. Our fees for adoption cover vet bills, but a lot of these costs are a challenge, she said. Fuzzy Potatoes Guinea Pig Rescue accepts donations on its Facebook page that also includes a list of items most needed. Anyone interested in making a donation can also send an e-transfer to fuzzypotatoesguineapigrescue@gmail.com. Currently, Moser has over 20 guinea pigs in need of finding their forever home. What Moser says enjoys most about running her rescue is meeting new people and being able to educate them about guinea pigs. And also, I love keeping in touch with people that do adopt. If they have a question, I try to walk them through it and help to find a solution, she said. Moser says she hopes to continue with the rescue. I would love to get a storefront one day where people can come in and socialize with the piggies because they are very social animals. If you are looking to adopt, you can come and meet them. I've had people come for one piggy and leave with another, Moser said. A lot of times, the piggy will choose their person. They tend to know what they like. As for Cookie, she has found a permanent home with Moser. I love all of my piggies, she said. And Cookie, she is going to live her life here, with all of the other rescue piggies.